In the last 18 months, I've been with 19 people as they passed that have been in serious stage 4 cancer in Europe, in Australia, and in the UK. Not one of them has passed with fear, that I can say. And to bring a bit of unexplained science into it, I've seen some very strange things happen in rooms with doctors beside me as people have passed. So what it has given me a 100% confidence, without a doubt, that when we do finish here, it's by no means over.
Well, I love that. So let's pick at that a little bit, if you don't mind. You say you've been in places where people were passing. What happens? Are they have you hypnotized them while they're going through these final stages?
I give all the cancer patients I've worked with one-on-one a post-hypnotic suggestion that if they're feeling pain or they're afraid or whatever situation may arise in their mind, that they'll simply close their right hand and everything will calm for them. And it has a phenomenal effect on their quality of life. I would never make the statement that hypnosis cures cancer because I don't believe anything does, but it certainly allows these people to pass with tremendous peace.
I love that idea. So what is it that's helping to bridge that? Just a post-hypnotic suggestion that says you're in a field full of puppies and you're being licked by puppies.
Just a direct suggestion that if they feel fearful, they will simply close their hand and that fear will subside like a wave retracts back from a beach once it's broken. If they're feeling pain, like you'll see a stage hypnotist will put someone into trance and tell them if they sit down, it will feel as though they're sitting on a hot coal, for example. You can take the exact same technique and say to somebody who's in agony with cancer that they can't feel that pain anymore. And if it does come back, they'll simply close their hand and it will subside away again. And it's phenomenally effective. So it enables a person to relax as they're going through their illness. And unfortunately, if it's at too late a stage, all we can do is let them pass in a much more comfortable way.
So then is there a different stage that kicks in between, we mentioned all the different states of waking and sleeping. Is there a different stage that happens somewhere between the gamma state and death?
I think that there is. And I really think that the gamma state is the passing over state or the death state, to be honest. That's my opinion. I don't have any scientific evidence of that, but common sense would say that to me. I've never seen a person I've worked with pass with fear, and I've had so many of their relatives and loved ones say to me afterwards, you know, ever since you've worked with this person, they've just been completely different, and the fear of wanting to go or the fear of going has subsided away. So I did some cancer trials in Perth with doctors and oncologists and 9 terminal cancer patients in 2005. And they were all monitored on the correct forms and what have you, and the results were astounding. That research is actually on my website, mindmotivations.com. And a lot of this is we get consciously locked into fear, and it will just circle around and around and around, and it just begins to enhance the erosion. For example, doctors can say to somebody, you've got terminal cancer, and I think you've got 3 months to live, and you can bet pretty close to that time that's when they'll pass. So.
Yeah, just the power of suggestion enough that the person isn't equipped to be able to stand up against something that potent as a calendar in their mind.
And it has this effect. For example, if I said to somebody, and don't do this, think about the most close your eyes and think about the most fearful situation you've ever been in your life, and you start thinking about that, your body will begin to react very, very quickly to it. The sweating and the nervous feeling in the stomach and the heart rate goes up. So, you know, some of these doomsday prophecies that some doctors will give out, I don't think they're very helpful, but of course they're legally obligated to do that and to work it with their exact scientific research.